Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis echoing the warnings from President Trump says North Korea can expect a massive military response if it threatens the U.S., Guam, or American allies.
We are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so.
North Korea prompted the response after holding the 6 nuclear tests there, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. We asked security expert Jamil Jaffer whether it actually was a hydrogen device.
Either way, it's a very big deal. Obviously, it's 6 nuclear tests, the second in about a year, and, you know, concerning because of the size of the weapon. If it is a hydrogen bomb, that represents a significant change in North Korean capability because it shows their ability to do a 2-stage nuclear weapon. Essentially means you can get a lot more explosive power out of the same size weapon.
In response, South Korea is conducting military drills and the UN Security Council has called for an emergency session. Cambodian opposition leader Kim Sokha has been arrested on an espionage charge, accused of conspiring with a foreign power to harm the country. Cambodia has been in the midst of a sweeping crackdown on free speech. Dozens of radio stations and an independent newspaper shut down. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says his coalition would not share power 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled the presidential election, citing irregularities. Incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, who won last month's polling against Odinga, said his party would not share power either. Voting has to take place within 60 days. This is VOA News.